If the world seems to be ever more chaotic, you are not imagining it. Getting your financial affairs in order is essential. That is what a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap will do for you. Combining lifetime income with Stanford University recommended RIGs and tactical portfolio strategies to help you address inflation, we can help you weather this instability. Go to csrp.info for an appointment. And remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA/SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products, which are backed by the claims paying ability of the issuing company.
Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
President Trump says he wants the hostages back. Yep, all 101 hostages he would like them released right away. Plus, anybody know how many American citizens are being held hostage by Hamas right now, the terror group? 7. It's not spoken of by the media. That's why you don't know that. That's why you don't automatically recognize their faces after a year of captivity. When probably the number one issue for Jimmy Carter cost him the election was the hostages. The media has been very careful to protect Joe Biden from that. 7. There's 7 American citizens. It is never okay for a terror group to hold American citizens hostage, period, end of memo, because it shows every other group on earth they can do it too. So President Trump overnight put out perhaps his most badass statement ever, and that's saying a lot for him. Here's what it says. Everybody's talking about the hostages who are being held so violently, inhumanely, and against the will of the entire world in the Middle East, but it's all talk and no action. Please let this truth serve to represent, truth is what you call a post on Truth Social. Please let this truth serve to represent that if the hostages are not released prior to January 20th, 2025, the date that I proudly assume office as President of the United States, there will be all hell to pay in the Middle East. Notice he doesn't say in Gaza or by Hamas. He says in the Middle East. Why? He's talking to Iran. Because he knows ultimately Iran controls Hamas, the terror group Hamas. He says there will be all hell to pay in the Middle East. And for those in charge who perpetrated these atrocities against humanity, those responsible, listen to this, will be hit harder than anyone has ever been hit in the long and storied history of the United States of America. Wow. Release the hostages now, he writes in all caps, exclamation point. So you're reading this. You're the leadership of Iran. Let's see. He's already killed your number two in charge, who many would argue actually was the de facto head of the country, Soleimani, because he controlled the military. Wow. Harder than anyone's ever been hit. How do you read that? Well, if I'm the president of Iran, I'm thinking it's either going to be me or the Ayatollah, and I'm looking to the sky and waiting for the missile that will kill me to rain down on my head. As it should. He should take out one of them. He should. I think he's hitting at doing it. He's giving them a way out. But I think he's hitting at doing it. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you what's going on here, because we've never had this situation before in America. Let me remind you where we've been and tell you why is Trump hitting out. So obviously he wants the hostages back. I get it, right? He wants to send the message. No, you don't get to take American citizens hostage, not without dying. You don't. That should always be our position. However, what is Trump doing? Because we have just lived through a time in America that there is no words for. Other countries would not permit this. What happened? The Biden administration told us the Iranians are trying to assassinate Trump. In fact, we arrested the guy they sent to do it. A second time. We got the first one in 2021. He's awaiting trial, DOJ. This was the second one that we just caught in the last year. Iran has sent two. The Biden administration has also said, in addition to those plots, there are active plots by Iran to assassinate Donald Trump on our soil. Matt Gaetz had, remember that whistleblower from the Department of Homeland Security, say there's five active plots, at least two of them from Iran, right now on our soil. So that doesn't count the ones we've arrested. Now, what did the world see after that? A virtual invitation by the Democrats to Iran. Please have your guys come here and kill our president. Well, he wasn't the president then, but he was a candidate. Why do I say that? Because literally the week after the Biden administration said, yeah, Iran's trying to assassinate Trump. And after Iran and the whole world found out, oh, by the way, the Secret Service deliberately unsecured and insecured his rallies, making that, you know, pretty much possible. After all of that, the week after the Biden administration itself admits, hey, yeah, they're trying to kill Trump. What do? We roll out the red carpet for the president of Iran. Remember that? He went to New York. We put him up in a hotel, treated him like royalty. We even, this is the punchline, gave him Secret Service protection. We wouldn't know at the time. We found out actually about 2 weeks ago from other whistleblowers that actually all the way up through the election, Trump did not have adequate Secret Service protection. His events were still being unsecured and insecured. But the head of Iran, who the Biden administration says is trying to kill Trump on our soil, he gets Secret Service protection. That was in September when he came to New York for a UN meeting. Just think about the mentality of this, okay? This is how you think in the Middle East. If I'm the head of a Middle Eastern country and I'm trying to kill Trump, right? Do you come to our country and step foot on our soil while you're trying to kill Trump? What are you afraid they'll do to you? I'd be afraid they'd arrest me, right? And we would have good reason to have arrested. I wanted to arrest him when he was here. I would have if I was president. Step on my soil. The second you're on my soil, you're going in handcuffs, buddy. And we're going to try you. No, you don't get to try to assassinate American political leaders. You don't get to do that. You go to prison if we can catch you. But no, the Biden administration, a week after admitting, yeah, they've been sending these assassination teams trying to kill Trump, welcomed him to New York for a UN event, gave him Secret Service protection, rolled out the red carpet. What? They all but said, thank you, please kill him. How else would you take that? We've never seen this before. Jimmy Carter lost because he didn't go hard enough trying to get the American hostages back. Biden's like, oh, shoot, did y'all just try to kill Trump twice? Here, come on to America, have some Secret Service protection. Yes, of a level we'd never give Trump. You would have to get, if you were the Iranian president, right? You wouldn't dare come on our soil unless you had ironclad assurances we weren't going to arrest you for attempting to murder Trump. And he obviously had them because he came. He wasn't even worried about it. So if you're Trump, you have to reestablish control. You have to reestablish, this era of, hey, wink, wink, nod, nod, Democrats would really like you to succeed in killing Trump. Here, we'll unsecure and insecure his rallies. Hey, come on to America. We'll treat you like royalty for trying to kill him. Those are over. That's what he's doing there. The hostages are just, I mean, that's where he's starting. The second he takes office, and this is why the Iranian regime is trying to kill him. He damn near toppled him last time. Had he gotten four more years, he would have. I'm convinced of that. Because the people of Iran were literally in the streets hungry for food. That's how tough those sanctions were. And they know they're going right back on. So let me read it again with that background. Because this is why he's got to do this. He's got to establish, no, it's not okay to come on our soil and send assassination teams and think that you're going to get away with it. There will be, he writes, hell to pay in the Middle East. And for all those in charge who perpetrated these atrocities against humanity, those responsible will be hit harder than anyone has ever been hit in the long and storied history of the United States of America. Release the hostages now. I bet he gets them all. What are you going to do? I mean, you're president of Iran. You are the Ayatollah. What are you going to do? You're looking up. Because that's where the highly targeted missile that killed Soleimani came from. It came from the sky, our satellite technology. You're looking up and you're waiting for it to hit you at any time. You're hoping they don't take out your family. Because that is what he's saying he's going to do. That's what he's saying he's going to do. So let's see. I mean, me personally, I'm kind of hoping they don't turn over the hostages. Because I'd like to see them both wiped out. No, you try to kill our president. You try to kill a contender for the presidency of the United States of America. I don't care if he's a Democrat or Republican. I don't care. You tried twice. We're going to kill you. That's how it should be. That's how a country that survives in a brutal world acts for peace. And that's what Trump's doing. He's got to reestablish deterrence after the ridiculousness of the Democrat, here, we'll dangle them in front of you, come kill them era. They have to learn what is tolerated and what is not. The way I look and feel, all with no hunger, no drugs, no deprivation, just real results. So lose the belly fat, boost your energy, feel amazing headed into the new year. Call now to book your consultation and claim your free gift, 864-644-1900, or visit myphdweightloss.com. That's myphdweightloss.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
.com 864-644-1900, and you can do it from anywhere in the country. Now back to the podcast. Shocking new report on the origins of COVID. With something new we've not seen before, something new you were not allowed to say before. And I can personally attest to that because my second strike on my YouTube channel, my 9-month suspension, was for saying exactly what Congress just said about COVID. If you notice, you know, I talk a lot about streaming the show and things. I never talk about that I'm on YouTube.
Right.
I am. If you absolutely want to listen there to the show, you can. But I don't direct people there because I don't want to teach you guys to go to YouTube to watch the show. Because, you know, eventually I'm going to not be there again.
It's a volatile situation.
It is. And I'm not going to be there again for telling you true things. Every time that I have gotten, my first account is ruined. You'll see I actually have two. It's confusing. The first is abandoned. Because I have so many strikes on that account, I am one strike away from losing it. So I abandoned that account, started a new one. It just tried to get out from underneath it. So that account, you will see today when I launch the stream, which will be in the next segment today. I'm not going to launch the stream today on YouTube because I'm going to be talking about the fact that COVID is a bioweapon. It was manufactured deliberately. That is fact now. And if I say that on YouTube, more than likely I'll get another strike. And my account's beginning to take off again, even without promoting it. So I can't be on YouTube today. And I'm guessing it's probably the FBI inside YouTube. We know from Missouri v. Biden, the case currently before the Supreme Court, that the FBI has served as the quote unquote belly button. In other words, it censors for over 30 agencies. And it censors, without exception, Lee, I've never found an exception to this, true things only. Only true things are censored by the FBI, not lies or misinformation, but actual true things. So reading this morning is frustrating to me. This shocking line that I said years ago, and you could know years ago if you listened to virologists who were censored.
Yeah, like science.
Like actual science. The Coronavirus Pandemic Select Committee report found COVID-19 most likely emerged from a laboratory in Wuhan, China. There was a time if you said that, you'd be censored. Now Congress is saying it after this report on COVID's origins. Okay, here's the shocking part, though. There's actually two things to it. This is the one that I got the 9-month strike for on YouTube. The report said the subcommittee learned that the virus had a biological characteristic that is not found in nature. It's manufactured. The virus, that's the bombshell this morning. The virus had a biological characteristic that is not found in nature. So what is that? That, wow, that's a monkey wrench right there. Because that's not, hey, you know, we had some viruses in this lab and we were just, you know, we're just trying really hard to find, you know, cures. We're studying them to make sure things, you know, don't get out and spread. We want to save humanity. All that crap that Fauci was peddling when he was explaining why we fund this stuff. Really, you want to save humanity from a virus that, you know, you've found it in bats and it, you know, it might or maybe pangolins or wherever you found it. And it might get out. So you got to study it. That's why you had to go into the caves. You had to go into caves to get it because you wanted to study. Wait, it has a biological characteristic that is not found in nature. So that was all a lie. It was made. It's not found in nature. You didn't need to protect us from it. You made it. You created it. I know my mother-in-law's boyfriend, sweetest guy you ever want to meet, is her boyfriend because his wife died of COVID. Loved her very much. They were married for over 40 years. And, you know, he talks about losing her to COVID. And I think about that and it enrages me. I know people who died of COVID. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know of people who died of COVID. We had to do this research. How to give the gain of function technology to the Chinese so we could save people. Or did we give it to them so we can create viruses that kill people? Because that's sure what it looks like here. That's what this looks like. This is a bombshell. Now, it's not new. There are all kinds of world-renowned biologists and virologist, Lee, who've been saying this for a very long time.
Mm-hmm. Even a few people in the media.
Yes. In fact, you never forget a UK Daily Mail had that bombshell article when they said, you know, there's a part, a footprint of the HIV virus inside the COVID virus. UK Daily Mail published it and everybody went wild. Misinformation, lies, not manufactured. Yeah, it was. It was manufactured. Why did our government pay our worst enemy on earth? We got to get this question answered. It's very important to survival of humanity. Why did our government, especially the Pentagon, pay our worst enemy on earth to manufacture a virus that killed Americans, killed millions of people around the world? Why do we pay them to do that? Why do we transfer to them the technology with which to do that? That is the central question. It must be answered. There should be trials. People should go to prison for the rest of their lives. Now that we know this, now that we know the virus, quote, had a biological characteristic that is not found in nature, and that data showed all COVID-19 cases, Lee, stemming from a single introduction to humans. What does that mean? They made it. They made it in the lab. It did not come from nature. And that's why there's a single introduction point. Now ask yourself this. Why then, if this is the truth, if this is now known as the truth, so I've been always been known as the truth to the government. I mean, you think the FBI didn't know and they were censoring? Of course they did. Why were they censoring this? Why did the FBI not want this out? Why did I get a 9-month suspension for saying that it was manufactured, that it had bits of other viruses? It was clearly man-made. Why did I get suspended for that? Why was it so important that I lose my account for 9 months rather than you know that? Rather than you know that that is being reported as science by the UK Daily Mail. Why was that done? These are questions we have got to get a handle on because the people who did this, many of them are still inside our bureaucracies. And I mean, as of now, I don't know if it's been completed. Remember Joni Ernst was running around freaking out because we're building new facilities mm-hmm. to continue to do this. Yeah. There is never a reason to manufacture a virus to study it so people don't get sick. If you have to manufacture it and it's not found in nature, nobody's going to get sick from it. So what did they do here?
Mm-hmm.
Takes your mind to some kind of some really dark places, quite frankly. I want to start the show with that, but this is a bombshell that this has been admitted by Congress.
Just think about this. This government, through the Defense Department, funneled money to a lab in China.
Yeah.
The nation that we are told is our greatest enemy, both economically, militarily, diplomatically, and on the world stage. It takes you places you don't want to go.
No.
It makes you question so many things about this country and about who we think we are and what we believe. And, I mean, that's a question that you and I asked here a long, long time ago. Why would your tax dollars through the Department of Defense go to the Wuhan lab in China for this?
But it's a good step. Now we have the official seal of Congress on this. It's no longer a conspiracy theory. And yet, again, I'm afraid to stream today on YouTube because if I say what Congress said, I might be censored. Because it usually takes YouTube, in my experience, you know, months to catch up to what the science actually is, and they'll still keep censoring,
if ever,
true things. Yeah. And so I'm going to lose that account. So I'm sorry I'm not on YouTube today if you like to watch me there. I can't be, because I'm going to say true things today and they don't want you to know on YouTube. And that's a problem. And I got to tell you what, President Trump's presidency cannot start soon enough. Absolute bombshell this morning in this congressional report. Hope it gets reported that way. Think if we had known this at the height of COVID. Congress admitting the Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic put out its big report on where COVID came from. They've been working on this for 2 years. And in that report, it says the very thing I lost my YouTube channel for saying. Gosh, 2 years ago? If you go online and look for me on YouTube, you'll find this weird channel that you can't really watch anything. It's in my name, but you can't watch. It's locked down. I'm surprised they haven't not just taken it down. I got a 9-month strike. I got 3 strikes, but I got a 9-month strike where I was off YouTube for 9 months for saying that COVID was manufactured in a lab. Where did I get that crazy idea? UK Daily Mail, pretty mainstream media source. Reported something insane. There were parts of the HIV virus in COVID. It was clearly manufactured. And it was denied at the time as fake information. Turns out it was real. I got it right years ago. I'm not even a virologist. These aren't hard things to get right if you just want to get it right. You just listen to virologists who are telling you the truth. It's not hard. This report says that the COVID-19 virus, quote, had a biological characteristic that is not found in nature. Think about that for a minute. What does that mean? It's manufactured in a lab. They made it. Didn't come from a wet market. Didn't come from a pangolin. Didn't come from eating bats. They made it. Which is weird when you consider we paid for them to make it and transfer the technology to do it. The death toll from COVID worldwide is over 100 million. That's on the Pentagon. That's us. We did that in partnership with the Chinese. Anthony Fauci did that. What's Fauci doing today? He's driving around. He has his own personal security detail. He has a government car that is chauffeured. We act like all of this is normal. But I don't want to get ahead of myself today. This is a big day. This is the day that Congress admits the thing you were not allowed to say on social media. Quote, the virus had a biological characteristic that is not found in nature. And COVID-19 cases all stem from a single introduction to humans. It did not happen in nature. one single introduction. And where was that introduction, the Wuhan lab, according to this report? Now, I bet today that you still can't say that on YouTube, and that's why I pulled my broadcast down and won't be on YouTube today. I don't want to lose that channel, too, for saying true and real things. And I suspect that since the FBI is the belly button, the choke point for censorship, as we know from the Supreme Court case, Missouri v. Biden, which is currently before the Supreme Court's fact, it's indisputable, the FBI censored for over 30 agencies. I'm afraid they're still inside YouTube deciding that I can or can't say true things. The report says, quote, by nearly all measures of science, if there was evidence of a natural origin, it would have already surfaced. Yeah. But we know that. It's a manufactured disease. Think how shocking that is when you understand that the Pentagon put more than $50 million into making it, when you understand that Anthony Fauci's NIH put more than $6 million into making it, and that we used Echo Health Alliance to transfer the technology to the Chinese to engineer deadly viruses. And by the way, this isn't the most deadly one in that lab. Remember, there's one with more than a 50% kill rate. Good God, if that ever gets out. We made it. Let it sink in, the level of the lie. Well, shock's still reverberatingly, as we find out it was all true. It was always true. It was not, in fact, a right-wing conspiracy theory that Hunter Biden had committed crimes. Joe just admitted it by pardoning his son for all 11 years worth of federal crimes. I still can't get over that. The big lie, and they've always got to have a big lie, the big lie of the 2020 election was, remember, that the Hunter Biden laptop was in fact Russian disinformation. If you said anything other than that, you would have your accounts taken. Mm-hmm. Whose account did they take? Kayleigh McEnany, his spokesperson. Her account on Twitter was shut down for suggesting that Hunter Biden's laptop was like actually Hunter Biden's laptop. Shut down by who? Well, it would turn out on the advice of the FBI. The nation's founding newspaper, first newspaper founded in the entire country by the founding fathers, Alexander Hamilton, the New York Post, gets the scoop. They should get a Pulitzer for this. That Hunter Biden's laptop was in fact real. That was dealt with by the FBI too. Account shut down. In fact, remember, Twitter gave them the option. Well, we'll let you have the account back, but you've got to admit your reporting's fake. They refused. This is where we were in 2020. I want to paint the picture again. I want to paint this picture. This is Joe Biden lying his stinking rear end off. What a nasty person. What an absolutely awful president. And it's amazing what the bookend is here, right? So he comes into office by lying. This is him and Trump at the debate. And Joe Biden is lying about the laptop.
There are 50 former national intelligence folks who said that what this he's accusing me of is a Russian plan. They have said that this is has all the care. Five former heads of the CIA, both parties, say what he's saying is a bunch of garbage. Nobody believes it except his and his good friend Rudy Giuliani.
You mean the laptop is now another Russia hoax?
That's exactly what.
Is this
that's
where you're
exactly
going?
What
this is
told.
Where he's going. The laptop right. Is Russia, yes. Russia,
gentlemen,
Russia.
I want to stay on the issue of race.
You
okay?
Have to be kidding.
During a nationally televised presidential debate,
it's shocking to hear a president lie like that about something that important.
That because, he knew
yeah.
was a lie when he said it. All these people that signed off on it knew it was a lie when they signed off on that.
And the reason it was such a big deal and that all 51 of them had to lie, never forget that, is because this laptop documents over 200 crimes, including the money laundering, the felony, the various felonies for, you know, the bribery, all of it.
And some very disturbing pictures, which I saw in the Daily
pictures.
Mail the other
yes.
day. They were resurfacing as like, boy, I'm glad you blotted that out because I didn't want to see that.
Ugh. Yeah. Now, I want to go back to this. And I made a big deal out of this. The media almost completely blacked it out. These two IRS whistleblowers coming forward. We were the ones, they say, investigating, you know, the Biden family for bribes, but also for money laundering because they took all this money. And we were silenced by the FBI. We were silenced by the DOJ. Tremendous pressure put on us to remain silent. We knew the whole time during the 2020 election that that laptop was fake, that that laptop was real. They were lying and saying it was fake, that that laptop was absolutely real and the crimes on it were real, too. Think about this for a minute, okay? So now we see Joe Biden, who, remember, 20% of Joe Biden's voters in that poll said if we had known the laptop was real, we wouldn't have voted for him. So even with the cheating, Joe Biden wouldn't have won that election. This was absolutely critical, the set of lies that came out of the intel community. So just want to set that up, okay? So we're looking at a plea deal here, or like a pardon deal, not a plea deal, a pardon deal here that nobody has ever done one of these ever since the founding. There's nothing comparable. No president has excused his kid from crimes. And not on this scale, a full 11 years. The only remotely comparable thing is the pardon Ford gave Nixon, which covered 5 years. But Ford didn't personally profit from that pardon. Joe Biden did, though. Here's the part that's interesting about this, Lee, and this should be absolute headline news. This should all be back. It shouldn't be blacked out, but it is. And that's this. That's the IRS whistleblowers a couple of weeks ago with Catherine Herridge saying Joe Biden is the big guy and the Biden family got at least $30 million from the Chinese. Take a listen to this.
Did President Biden financially benefit from his son's business deals?
This whole thing at the end of the day was about enriching a family, enriching the Biden family through access to an administration.
This is an August 2017 email from Hunter Biden. And he's talking about introductions for a Chinese energy firm.
He is literally laying out the agreement that it's $30 million he is being paid over a three-year period for introductions alone. That was definitely something that was of big concern, of a big concern of ours.
Again, who profited from this?
Did President Biden financially benefit from his son's business deals?
This whole thing at the end of the day was about enriching a family.
Weird. I mean, I would think, given the historic nature, Lee, of this pardon agreement, I would think that everybody'd want to have these guys on TV right now.
Yeah, you would think. But no.
Now, here's the crazy part about all this. In addition to all of this, did the FBI know that the Hunter Biden laptop was real when they censored all those people? Oh, yeah. In fact, they knew a year before the election that it was real because they had it in their possession. That's shocking. But it's one of the many things that Catherine Herridge in her report, got them admitting these. Again, the two IRS agents who tried to investigate Hunter, but were thwarted at every corner.
4 years ago this month and 3 weeks before the presidential election, Hunter Biden's laptop, a key piece of evidence in the IRS tax case, was wrongly labeled Russian disinformation.
In our investigation, we knew that the laptop was real. DOJ knew that the laptop was real.
FBI knew the laptop was real.
Yeah.
Based on the notes of this October 2020 meeting, the FBI and IRS, when did they know the laptop was real?
It was many months before October 2020. We were confirming certain aspects of it that it was real.
They knew it was real. They let 51 intel agency heads go out there and lie. They censored the people telling the truth, all to cover up these crimes. And it's all coming out now. But here's the other part. One of the big parts of this lie, other than that, hey, no, Hunter Biden's innocent. This is just a conservative conspiracy theory. Yeah, well, who's the big guy? Oh, we don't know. There's no way to know who the big guy was. There's nobody to know who took 10% off the top. No. Or is there?
Very early in the Hunter Biden case, the whistleblowers say investigators identified the players in this May 2017 email about a potential deal with a Chinese energy firm that reads 10 held by H for the big guy.
There was no question in your mind, based on the universe of data, that the big guy was Joe Biden.
We corroborated that the big guy was Joe Biden, yes.
Did your supervisors accept that the big guy was Joe Biden?
There was no question ever that the big guy was referring
to
Joe Biden.
So FBI, IRS, everyone understood
that. And that's why when we were doing the interviews, the prosecutors in Delaware specifically told us that they didn't want to ask about the big guy because they knew it was Joe Biden.
The prosecutors, wait, with who? Oh, those would be Department of Justice prosecutors. So look at the standard for Trumpley versus Hunter and Joe. They knew he was the big guy.
Of course.
They didn't want to ask about it. Why? These are IRS agents, okay? What were they investigating? If you take $30 million from the Chinese and you do not report it to the IRS, first of all, it's bribery. So that's why you can't report it to the IRS. You've committed one crime. You got another problem. You're not registered as a foreign agent. Yep, that's another felony too. Can't report that $30 million to the IRS now, can you? Well, if you don't report it to the IRS, what is that? Tax evasion and money laundering. Two more felonies. I'm counting four right now, and I'm just getting started. And what was the reaction of the federal prosecutor with the Department of Justice? I don't want to talk about who the big guy is. I don't want to know because this is a crime. And yet, we have these lunatics in the mainstream media going off on Kash Patel, saying, oh, we don't need to clean up the Department of Justice.
We need to clean out the Department of Justice.
When we are finding out the whole time FBI knew it was his laptop, knew that he was the big guy, knew he was getting the money, knew that that was a felony, knew it was Chinese money, knew, by the way, all of this, you know what this is, Tulie? This is compromise.
It's obstruction of justice.
That too. But when you take the Chinese money, what are they paying you for? They're not paying you for influence. No. They know if you're a registered foreign agent, they can look it up. The second you take it, you are a felon and they know you're a felon. That's what they're paying you for. They're paying you to commit a crime, really series of crimes, because you got to hide the money from the IRS too. You've got to launder the money. You have to. You have to tax evade. Both are felonies, right? The second you take the money, you got to hide it and you have committed a crime and they know. That's why they pay you. That's because, you know, you think about it. Well, you're going to be president. Maybe you're in sort of potential field of presidential candidates. How much would it be worth? How much would I have to pay you to commit a crime like that? Yeah, $30 million sounds about right. That's why it was so high. And we're still pretending as a country that we don't know these things. Mm-hmm. That the IRS whistleblowers haven't come out. We're still pretending. Well, you know, Joe might have got it. Giving his boy a pardon for 11 years. Well, we don't really know what Joe did. Yes, we do. They're trying to tell us what Joe did. And no one will listen. All while the mainstream media pretends to be horrified that we want to reform the DOJ and the FBI. By the way, we ought to rip the IRS down to the ground, too. This is not appropriate. Because he's got, by the way, if you listen to the entire interview, it's fascinating. Those two IRS agents were not just persecuted by the FBI and the DOJ. They say they were persecuted by their superiors at the IRS, too, who, yes, were fine with them being in on the investigation, but they didn't want it to go anywhere, Lee. They wanted to make sure nobody got charged. There was nobody serious about, you know, prosecuting these crimes. And these two wanted to prosecute the crimes. So they've since been drummed out of the IRS. I mean, this is. Yeah, honestly, way dwarfs Watergate. There's nothing like this. And we're just all very casual about it in this country.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.